Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How many hours a day do you guys put in for something like that?
We've been doing 2 hours a day, 3 times a week.
How long is lunch? If I'm working, if I'm doing stunts for 2 hours, I need a 3-hour lunch.
We don't get a lunch break. Oh. He puts me through the ringer, bro, every single training session.
That's where you would have lost me.
No lunch?
He'd be like, hey, 2 hours of training, 3 days a week. Okay, how long is lunch? There is no lunch. Okay, well, count me out.
That's it? You walking away?
Hey, man. I'm burning. You probably burning 16,000 calories doing all of that. You ain't got nothing to replenish it.
Yeah, you're right.
How long is lunch? I need lunch and then enough time to take a quick 35, 45 minute nap and then eat a little something else and then go back to
that's work. That's a full work day, Tahir. Okay, all right, you got it.
Oh, you're not working?
You got it.
No,
you got it.
What's up, guys? I'm Tahir Moore, and this is another episode. What did I say? Remix.
Run that back.
What's up, guys? Up to hear more, and this is another episode of Wording Is Hard, and we have the actor.
Thank you.
Okay, mogul.
Thank you.
Rapper.
Yeah.
Comedic actor, because I feel like that's two different things. Comedic actors need more. You know what I'm saying? They need more recognition.
I agree.
You've seen them in multiple platforms, multiple podcasts, multiple pieces of content, ladies and gentlemen. The man who has just as many jobs as I have had, Mr. Cleo Thomas,
yes, sir.
A.K.A. Mr. Slick, living in this thing. What's up, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
Man, we here, brother.
Yeah, man.
So,
I've been nervous.
The funniest thing to me was Cleo rapping.
Right.
I did not know that you rap with Bow Wow.
Yeah, man.
And
yeah.
You were on tour.
Yeah, man.
You had the big chains.
Yeah.
You recently been posting the video.
Old stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's for the heck of it, man. Like, I did that. Like, people don't know that Holes are her first breakout role, right?
Right.
But I actually wrote the theme song for the film then, too. So
really?
I broke into the industry doing both.
Did you get broke off for the theme song, too?
Yeah. Yeah, we charted. Yeah, Radio Disney Top 10. And then they went into Billboard. So, yeah, we got all the hits, too.
Okay.
Yeah, we did that.
And then you rap with Bow Wow. How did the Bow Wow thing come?
So we do Roll Bounce together.
Uh-huh.
And then you look at that cast, though.
Yeah.
That's so many heavy hitters, like, in the industry at that time.
Yeah.
And amongst, like, our little crew, I think, you know, Marcus Polk wanted to be a rapper. Rick Gonzalez was doing his thing. But Bow saw me and was just like, yo, I think you'd be a great fit for this tour we got coming. So we went on Scream Tour, 32 cities, bro. It was an incredible experience to see Madison Square Garden sold out 2 nights in a row. That's what I'm saying. Like, dog, there's no, like, I got to experience that wit dude at the peak.
How old were you at that time?
I was 17.
You a 17-year-old on the road.
Yeah.
Now, your parents let you go by yourself?
No, hell no. Mom and pop, hell no.
Nah, you ain't gonna get, you have 32 baby mamas if I let you go by yourself.
Yeah, man. I made it out okay. I made it out unscathed.
So wait. I gotta, because, like, I've toured since 2007. I've been on the road.
Okay.
Right? And I've always been by myself. So, did you and the parents have a room, or did the parents have a room, and then you had your own room?
Nah, mom or pops was on road with me, and we shared a room.
Oh, so you got no long time. Like, they was cock blocking my boy early,
I'm
man.
Not
but they were saving
that. I ain't gonna say that. Come on, 17 on road. You think I wasn't gonna figure out how to be slick?
I'm gonna go down to the pool for a couple hours.
That's exactly what it was like, bro. I was grown enough to know, hey, I can go book another room with the card, put it underneath the other thing, talk to the homie. Yo, here go the. I'm sorry. I forgot.
No, you're good. Look, she's heard way worse. I'm here. So you know she's heard way worse than that. Trust and believe.
Okay.
Shit. All right,
man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Ms. Maya. I apologize. Yeah. That was wild times, man. But yeah, we've come a long way, man.
And yeah.
Even just posting the old stuff on. It's crazy to me that a lot of people didn't know about even though.
Bro, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Man. I didn't all of this time. I was like, oh, Cleo from Hoes, Roll Bounce. I did not know Cleo was the rapper, too.
Yeah, man.
That and took then, me on tour by myself, yeah. The Livewire thing.
Powerline.
Powerline, I'm sorry. Powerline thing, it just, that came out of, well, I won't say nowhere because you've always been a fan of it, but like the way that you put that together was just.
Yeah, man.
Immaculate.
Thank you, man. We went and for it, bro. I felt like if I was going to do that, you had to go all the
way.
You
got to go all the way.
You couldn't half-ass it. And I've seen half-ass costumes, half-ass performances. But I'm like, nah, I want the stage with the lights, the smoke, the dancers. We would do it like how he would do it.
Choreography, all of that.
Yeah, man. I dedicated myself to choreo.
And wait, so now, right now, you're doing, like, some stunt double stuff, or stunt action stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do Batman Beyond. Yeah, I'm going to play Terry McGinnis, man. People been wanting that. I just feel like I should have did it a year or 2 years ago,
uh-huh.
because I know the real one is coming. So now people are going to think, oh, he's doing it because I'm like, no,
it don't matter. They're going to watch it.
This is true.
That free pub. They be like, oh, this is good. Oh, what's this? You watch the video.
Yeah, man.
Get that free pub. Get them views up.
Get ready because it's coming.
We're going to jump this game off just like this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it going. First off, we have Maya in the back. She's a teacher. She's going to keep us on task and also let us know if we're pronouncing the words correctly or if they're incorrect. We got 5 words on these cards, and we're trying to pronounce them correctly and guess the definition. Now, on the back of the word of that card, there's a sentence.
Okay.
And it's designed to kind of give you some context clues with the definition.
Okay.
But it's pretty simple. We got a bonus round, too, but we'll get into that when we get closer to it.
Okay.
You ready to get it going?
I haven't been in a schoolroom setting since 7th grade.
Yeah.
I haven't had a teacher since 7th grade.
Oh, shit. Wait, because you were doing shows, so you had private tutors and stuff like that.
I have not been in a school setting since 7th grade.
Oh, yeah. We've been fuck you up.
It's a setup.
Finna ruin this motherfucker.
It was a setup.
Yeah, we finna poke holes all through his shit. See? And then we're gonna make a roll bounce the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? You get where I'm coming from? Oh, you're in the house? These are all things that he's been in. He was in house, too.
Yeah.
He had this big tumor on his face on house. Because I was looking, I was like, who is this big head motherfucker? That's Cleo.
Dog.
He had a horrible attitude, too, on that show.
I had a whole facial deformity, bro.
Nobody told you to put that ground turkey on your face like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, you look like a Cleon. But, like, if a Cleon's forehead slid down over his face, that's what he looked like.
Shout out to the episode, man. It's called Ugly. You guys should go look at it. It's a crazy episode.
That's fucked up that they named the episode.
The episode is called Ugly. Yes. House. The episode is called Ugly. Go check it out.
I love it. All right, let's get it going. I'm going to go to this first word. Here we go.
Round 1. The word is peregrinate.
Come on. You might be on the right track.
Peregrinate.
Say it again.
Damn it.
No, you said it so quickly.
I know. I would just be hoping that you were like, correct. And I just say it fast. Okay. Peregrinate.
Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Woo. You got it right?
Shit. Some of these words, I feel like they just like, what letters do we have left? What's the least amount of letters? Okay. All right, let's use all of those letters and let's just make a new word with that. This is just stupid.
Who's using that, like, actually within the English language today?
Dickheads.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Dickheads. People with butlers and shit say shit like peregrinate.
Peregrinate.
Let's see. We set out to peregrinate over Stanmore and to visit the castles of Bowes and Broham. Yep.
You called it.
Dickheads. All right.
You called it.
To peregrinate over Stanmore. We set out to peregrinate. Shout out to peregrinate over Stanmore and to visit the castles of I feel like peregrinate is like explore a backpack, travel.
Correct.
Yeah. Whew. I was gonna give you every synonym for explore.
Movement.
Oh, I was gonna say walk, run, jog,
journey.
Yeah, everything. You were gonna get all of them shits until I got on somewhat of the path. Shit. Peregrinate? Why y'all keep doing shit like this? We got enough words, bro.
I'm never using that word.
Nobody.
Ever. I'm never going to be like, I'm going to go peregrinate through the forest. That's not happening.
I've watched all the seasons of Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
And they use some words in Frasier.
Yes.
Never heard peregrinate once. And Frasier be knowing words. Never heard it once.
No one's going to use that word.
Nobody.
Ever. Even after learning it today. All right. First one's up, ladies and gentlemen.
You got this?
Mm. You're right.
The word is Q-U-I-D-N-U-N-C.
Maya, can you see this word?
I can see it.
Okay, she wrote it.
Yeah, so you know this word, mm-hmm. Obviously, yes.
Okay. Words with the Q's, man. Mm-hmm. You can't trust them motherfuckers.
Mm. Can I go with Quiddens?
No.
You could go with it, it just ain't gonna be right. Damn. Nah, that ain't the destination you want, my boy.
Quidnunc.
Quidnunc. It's literally quidnunc. It's
like, mm-hmm. Quidnunc.
Yep. All right, so I do not get a point for getting the word wrong, obviously.
But I can
get a point for the definition.
You still could. All right.
Quidnunc. Since busybody customers may be hard to come by, staff should be encouraged to act the part of the quidnunc.
Sometimes the sentences do nothing. They cause more trouble than they do to help.
It confused me even more. I was expecting the word to be somewhere else within the sentence, and it's at the
very end. Yeah.
There's nothing.
Did nothing helpful.
Since busybody customers may be hard to come by,
yeah.
Staff should be encouraged to act the part of the quidnunc. In advertising? Are you advertising them to come in?
No.
You thought it was the person flipping the sign?
I thought it could be that or the wavy body thing. Like, that's a quidnunc, maybe. Damn.
You could have just said busybody. It's an inquisitive or gossipy person. It means what now?
Quidnunc means what now?
Quid, what, nunc, now. Quidnunc.
What is the origin of this word?
Well, it's originally Latin.
Obviously.
It ain't gonna make you hate it no less.
It's not, but it doesn't. Quidnunc. It sounds German.
No, those are two Latin words put together.
I'm not gonna question. You were right. Absolutely. I'm not gonna go back and forth with the teacher. Obviously, she knows. She wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quidnunc. Quidnunc. Right. I'm down once.
No, you good. You good. Seventh grade, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Round two.
All right.
That seems basic.
The word is Scaramouch.
Scaramouch.
Correct.
You know, I went all 12 years in school. They were public schools, but they were magnet schools. Magnet school and middle school. And then my high school was a science, math, and technology school. So this is just kind of like, you know.
Didn't you teach?
Then I was a teacher for 3 years, seventh grade science. I went to an HBCU, graduated there with honors. So it's kind of, you know, I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but.
Pronounce it again.
Don't do that.
You got it off the first one and you're not going to say it again?
Yeah, I don't have to. That would be bragging.
Nah, bro, come on. This is ridiculous.
Here we go. There was a very good Harlequin. Was that a Harlequin?
Harlequin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as good as a Scaramouch. God, I did. What the fuck was that? I'm going to go with, this is an entertainer. Some form of entertainment is being had, done by the Harlequin and the Scaramouch. Harlequin sounds like a harlot. It's a woman that's dancing and trying to throw that monkey on you while you're enjoying a good glass of Pinot Noir. So she's a Harlequin, and then the Scaramouch would probably be somebody that's just throwing titties on you. Mm. So I'm gonna go with a big titty Jezebel.
No, okay. No, it's not.
All right, cool. What's the challenge of it?
Yeah.
It's a boastful but cowardly person.
Some people hide behind titties.
I've hid behind a few titties in my life. Scream toy, I hid behind.
Yeah,
he
was like, look at these titties. But inside, they be really insecure about stuff.
Can I go?
Yeah, is that
I'm trying to catch up immediately. I'm very, very competitive.
So. Oh, really? Okay.
The word is B-L-A-T-H-E-R-S-K-I-N. B-I-T-E.
Oh, this is ridiculous. No one's using this word ever.
It's actually been used. This is the sixth time it's been used. That word has been around for years. So it's the sixth time. It's number six. Yep.
Do you use these words?
I don't personally use these words.
I'm just going to say what it looks like.
Just go with it.
Blatherskite.
Correct.
It's pretty good.
I was worried.
It's a seventh grade word, though.
Okay. All right. Should have never admitted it. Shouldn't have said it. He's going to ride that the entire episode. I said I ain't been in a schoolroom since seventh grade. Yeah. I still had to go to school.
Yeah, yeah. Of course you did. Of course you did.
Yeah.
All right, Cleo, today your assignment is to color this picture.
Low.
I mean, shit, when you paying them, they don't want to get fired.
There's some truth in that, actually. There is some truth in that.
Today we're doing timetables. Not if you want to get paid.
That's facts.
You better bring that fucking addition over here. Bruh. Cleo, you're in the 10th game. Bring the addition over here. I'm goddamn tired of talking to you, Margaret.
Yo, he's actually speaking facts. That's exactly how I'd be on them sets. That's really like how I'd be on them sets, man.
I just want to be a fly on the wall.
Man, listen. It wasn't me. I never did that. Right. But I for sure saw some other actors, young actors, pulling that stuff. I was like, yo.
Young actors be like, all right, it's time for snack time. I was like, these fucking Chips Ahoy? You know I only eat Oreo. Mm. So you bring Chips Ahoy? Fire.
That's it. We get another game snacker? Over. That's it. They be trying to bank hours. You think a kid want to hear banking hours? Oh. Like, what? I got to go back to school? I just got out of the trailer.
Oh, nope.
Send him right back in.
Sheesh. All right.
His father berated him, calling his eldest son a blockhead and a blatherskite. His father berated him, calling him. Is he an imbecile, an idiot?
A blatherskite can be an imbecile, but an imbecile isn't necessarily a blatherskite.
Okay. A blatherskite can be an imbecile, but an imbecile isn't
necessarily
a blatherskite. Mm. Okay, so.
Hey, Tony, I got $10. You don't get this word. You want to take that bet? Anybody want? Cam, is that bet? You're a betting man? Maya, you want to? You want to take the bet?
You got no confidence in me, Tahir?
I absolutely do, Cleo.
You got no confidence? Okay.
Yeah, if this was a performance, a role, you'd knock that shit out. But guessing that word, I got $10. You going to bet on yourself?
I'll bet on myself right now. I get it.
Here we go.
Bet that. His father berated him, calling his other son a blackhead and a blatherskite. Blatherskite would be considered an imbecile. Blatherskite. So, is he a Nimrod? Is he slow? Is he a doofus?
These are all synonyms for imbecile.
Okay.
Which means no.
It's kind of in the word.
You can just tap out if you want to.
Is he a blubbering idiot?
Yes. He is a person who talks at great lengths without making much sense. Blubbering idiot is correct.
You couldn't just say no one more time.
Tahir, did you see that? Tahir, did you see that? Did you see how the clock was winding down? And I'm wearing this yellow, and you gotta put that ball in Kobe's hand? What does Kobe do, no matter what? Everything on the line, baby. Pump fake, jab step, dribble to the left.
Nobody likes a gloater.
But he gonna eat this floater, though. I'll take that. Thank you, good sir. Thank you, Maya, for not giving up on me.
I would never give up on you.
The fuck is going on here, man?
I won't give up on you either, Tahir.
You know what? It's always some shit going on.
It's your show, baby. You run this.
No, I don't, obviously. Simple no. You could have just said, keep going. But you didn't. I'm trying to be a good person.
Round 3.
Listen, I'm ashamed to say it, but in college, this could have very well been dinner, because I really just didn't feel like going to the grocery store. But now that I'm an adult, I am more responsible, and I understand what I can and cannot do, which is why I go with HelloFresh. Aside from it being America's number one meal kit, with HelloFresh, you get pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. You don't have to go anywhere. I ain't got to put on no pants if I don't want to. Sign me up. Now, I will admit, I love food. Oh, so good. But I hate the preparation. You got to spend 40 minutes prepping, washing everything, and depiling all that. I'm not doing that. Which is another reason why I love HelloFresh. Because HelloFresh offers 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, and quick breakfasts and lunches. Perfect for my busy schedule. Being at home all the time, you feel like you start cooking all the same things. I know I did when it first started, which is another plus for HelloFresh because they offer 25 plus recipes to choose from each week. Not each month, each week. And there's something for everyone to enjoy. And all the recipes are designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. Those two are that's my middle name. Deliciousness and simplicity. Don't look that up. I really feel like a chef when I'm cooking with HelloFresh. They have me doing things that I've never done for my regular meals, like zesting lemon. I've never zested a lemon. When you take the grater and the lemon, you get the little shreds of it, you sprinkle that all over the food, it looks like it was prepared by someone else. But you know what? It was by your boy. I'm pan-searing things, baby! And because I love it so much, I want you to experience it and love it just as much as I do. I'm going to read this verbatim so I don't mess it up because I want you to get the whole deal. Listen, go to HelloFresh.com/wording12, the number 12, and use the code wording12, the number 12 again, for 12 free meals, including free shipping. You heard right. You heard right. 12 free meals? Free. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/wording12. And use the promo code WORDING12 and you get 12 free meals and free shipping. Listen, I ain't saying you should get me like a birthday gift or a Christmas gift or just a just because gift because I hooked you up, but I mean, my mailbox is open.
Round 3.
And then I get this. Well, this motherfucking word right here. Whoa, whoa. Right?
Whoa.
The word is BORBORYGMUS.
This sounds like a new luxury line. Like, this definitely some shit I can't afford. This is the type of luxury line, you know, clothing stores, like luxury stuff, they don't have the price on them. This one don't even have the size on it. Like, you can't fit it,
it ain't for you. No, we don't have a bigger size. Don't ask. This is what you get. What you see is what you get. Well,
Baborigimus.
No, this time it is a G. Borborigmus.
Baborigmus. Okay, I see it, yeah. The U, if the U was there on the other side of that M, that would have made some sense to me. Baborigmus?
Baborigmus.
Baborigmus.
It's the stupidest word.
You're acting very baborgmus right now.
Suffering from extreme baborgmus, she went to her doctor only to discover that she had an intestinal blockage. Pain that originates in the intestinal region, causing complications with constipation and bowel movement.
No.
Also leading to nutritional deficits.
No.
Which by fourth could lead to gaining weight and or losing weight.
No.
As well as headaches and toothaches and potentially losing your job.
No.
Conditionally. I wasn't finished yet, Mike. Conditionally. Encouraging someone to go to the doctor to get checked out to see if they have some form of internal intestinal blockage.
No.
God, what? I said you, fucking everything.
He literally did an entire summary of what this word could be.
And the whole thing was incorrect. It's rumbling or gurgling noises in the intestines. It doesn't have to be pain.
Literally what just happened to you before we started filming. That was how to describe that.
Well, maybe I have Big Borg. Suffering from Big Borg.
The Borgamus.
My stomach before we started was like. That long. It's not an exaggeration.
Nope.
That's how long it did it. And then it circled back around the block. It was like. And I had to just say, it's been a tough couple of days.
Call it what it is. The Borgamus. We on the move. Next word. Oh, okay.
The word is DEIPNOPHOBIA.
Do you want to up the ante?
To what?
Do you want to trade me a word?
No, I'm sticking with my shit.
You don't want to trade me a word?
No,
maybe?
We good. We good.
And we just go for the 20?
Nah, we good.
No? Mm-mm. I got to get this on my own.
Yeah, that's
okay,
all you.
That's how you feel? Okay.
Immediately, it looked like diarrhea, and then it looked like pneumonia.
Yeah.
And some type of phobia. But it's not. Well, I mean, part of it, yeah.
But you gave me
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, but if you didn't know that one.
No, I knew this.
Seventh grade.
You're right.
Okay.
But no, I knew that one. Shots of Phasophobia. Great game. Depnophobia?
Deepnophobia.
It was right there.
You were so close.
I said depnophobia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long E.
Long E.
Yeah. Ah, hate those. Longies.
I hate you so much right now.
Stella.
Oh my God. Deepnophobia. This is the thing.
That's the thing, yeah.
My friend confessed that she had deepnophobia. So we stayed in and ordered takeout.
Oh.
Okay.
I got this.
The opposite of whatever that would be was she's afraid of.
That's it. You're right there.
She's afraid. So she's afraid of. Is she afraid of being out and cooking for herself?
No.
Mm.
She's afraid. She's afraid of dinner parties.
It's more involved than that. She's afraid of dinner parties where guys may be there with no mustaches and beards.
You turn this into a personal shot? You turn this into a personal shot. Only Tahir would figure out how to turn deepnophobia into a personal Cleo Thomas shot.
If you look it all the way up, it's like, it says see below. It says dinner party, then it says see below. Attending dinner parties may be gentlemen with no mustache. And you have the hair there, though.
Why does this come up every time?
I don't understand it. I need the madness behind it.
Here's the truth of
what's
it.
The ebb
you
and
know
flow?
What the truth of
yes.
It? I swear to you, if I let this grow,
yeah.
It looks like the Batman logo. I kid you not. It's the weirdest thing. I've let it do it before, and I shaved off everything and just kept this here. Bruh, it had the two spikes for the ears,
yeah.
And then it was wings on the side. And it went in.
Well, what did you say?
Look, she gets out.
That's
kind of
dope, though.
What are you battling? You say you're training right now for what?
Batman Beyond.
Beyond, right.
The mustache has nothing to do with this.
Hey, man, set the trend.
Stop. Stop this. You're trying
this
to set
me
up.
This could be the new Batman
he
thing.
He's trying to set me up. He's
the
trying
Batman
to set me up.
Should have the
There's
logo.
There's no Batman ever with a mustache. He's been wearing the cowl forever. Is there phobias of phobias?
Must be.
It has to be.
Yeah. Phobia.
What is it called?
I don't know, but it would be
my daughter has a phobia of seeing, like, circles. Like, little circle of things.
I know what you're talking about.
Too many bubbles together, clustered together,
yeah.
Freaks out, too. Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, oh, I can't watch dishes. I'd be like, you better watch the fucking dishes with your eyes closed. These goddamn plates better be clean when I come home. Oh, I can't have the bubbles.
You talk to your daughter like that?
Sometimes.
In 2021?
Here's the thing. My daughter's an asshole. I love her. She's funny. She's intelligent. She's an asshole. She's been hiding cereal on the top level, the top shelves, where I can't reach. So now I'm forced to go get the step stool and go grab the shit. She's been hiding my Raisin Bran Crunch on shelves that she know I can't reach. So I'm thinking the shit is gone, and I keep buying them.
Right.
We got 46 boxes of Raisin Bran Crunch in the house. because she wants to keep this fucking six joke. We moved with 12 boxes from the last residence to the new one because it was like they weren't open. So I wasn't going to just throw 12 boxes of Raisin Bran Crunch away.
Right. That's
now we got 36 because she keep playing shit.
Because you couldn't reach the top of it?
I couldn't see up there. So now we got step stools in every room because I'm on to your shit. I'm on to your shit.
What is the crunch in Raisin Bran Crunch?
It's clusters.
Of what?
It's like nut honey clusters.
Okay.
And oats like nut honey oat clusters.
You sure?
It's like nut honey oat sweet clusters.
You sure that's what it is?
It's like nut honey oat sweet sugary honey y clusters.
The point is that you want it and it's
I like
not
it.
There.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. It's better than the regular Raisin Bran to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I respect that. Deep in the phobia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Round 4.
You're up.
The word is KAKORRHAPHIOPHOBIA.
Nah, fuck that.
You want to trade?
Nah.
You should have traded. You should have traded.
Fuck that.
You should have traded.
I mean, y'all can see it right here, but mother. Are you. That's fair. That's my wife right there.
Hi.
She picks these words.
Does she?
Yeah.
Personal
I think this
battle.
Is a great. This is a great representation of how she feels about me.
Ooh, okay.
And this happens regularly.
That's so mean.
It is, but it also explains why my daughter's an asshole.
She nodded in agreement off camera, guys.
Cause she's a dick too.
That's why it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your husband's a dick.
I own it though. They be like, "Oh no, I'm not." I'm like, "Yes, you are." She owns it though.
Respect.
Yeah. The kid? What? I was just kidding.
Kiss my ass.
Kakarophobia.
Correct.
Whew.
You got through it.
I had to walk that motherfucker 2 blocks before it peed.
You right.
You know what I'm saying?
But you did it.
I wagged the shit out of it.
You did. I got to give it to you, brother. That was a tough one to get through.
The student's kakarophobia was making him worry about his upcoming report card. Fear of ranking or grading.
Ranking or grading what?
Someone's personal behavior and or intelligence level.
No.
In regards to personal achievement around school or collegiate settings.
You got farther and farther away.
But not limited to.
You can't do this.
Fuck, what is it, Maya?
It's the fear of failure.
Come on, man!
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Kakarophobia. It's just the fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
Then why use all that just to describe that?
Well, why use 3 words when you can use 1?
You don't think this one has 3 words in it? Phobia. Mm-hmm. Kara. Hap. Hi-o. It's fucking 16 words in this one word. Maya, you gotta come stronger. You know what? I'm sorry. My aggression isn't towards you because you didn't make this word. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that you knew it. I didn't like where it was coming from in the tone and the fact that I just got it wrong, so I apologize. But whoever made that, kiss my ass.
Kakarophobia, the fear of failure. Mm-hmm. I'm using that one. I'm going to use that one.
I'm not.
That's a great one. Okay. Can I cheat off a fellow student?
Who are you going to cheat off here?
Anybody else.
You trying to phone a friend?
Yes, I am. I was definitely that kid in class. If I didn't know it, I was like, how you feeling today? You good? For sure. No, so what do you really think about it, too? Like, what do you think is going to happen? You got PE today, right? Nah, because I was just worried about... No, I'm not looking at your stuff. That was how I used to get off, bro. That's what I used to do.
Up until 7th grade. Because then after that, it was...
That was it?
Yeah, it was that.
Summer of 7th grade, everything changed.
Yeah.
The word is lamprophonic.
This word is, they can see it here?
Yep, I can see it.
Okay. If you want to tell me through the screen.
They're not going to help you.
They can help me.
Nope.
They can help me.
They're not going to do it.
Come on. Say it with me.
You're not that slick, Mr. Slick Living.
Lamprophony?
No, I'm sorry. It's lamprophony.
Oh, damn.
Lamprophony.
Mm-hmm.
Lamprophony?
I did not see. You know when shows hit you with some good shit that you did not see coming?
Plot twist.
Whoa. Inception.
Wow.
Sheesh.
How?
Prof. Lamprof.
Lamprophony. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah. Okay. I can't.
What can you do?
Nothing.
I wish I could. If I had a time machine,
yeah.
I would go and research the origin of words, and I would try to get back to that day and walk into a room
where
somebody was like, lamprophony, just shut the fuck up. And
okay.
Just end that shit.
Right
just,
there. Mid them getting it out.
Why say jargon? I was like, you'll never invent that word. Oh, but it means shut the fuck up. Find another word. Preferably five letters.
Lamprophony. The stage actor was praised for his lamprophony.
Oh, shit.
Not just his...
Stentorian.
Stentorian.
Maya just be showing off with these goddamn sentences now, at this point.
Maya, was your parents very, like, proud of you in school? Like, did you come home spelling champ and A's and B? Okay.
She has a very stoic demeanor about herself.
It's another
word from Word Is Hard.
Stoic?
Yeah.
You didn't know stoic before?
No, just saying it was on the... Don't do that.
Oh, okay. I just sound like you didn't know stoic.
No, just saying it was on the show. You didn't have to do that.
I just thought you said it from the show. I'm like, you didn't know stoic?
You felt some type of way about the mustache, and you brought it back. You really displayed that you felt some type of way.
Hey. Wording is hard. The stage actor was praised for his lamprophony, not just his stentorian tone. He was praised for his...
Come on,
Cleo. His delivery. His presence on stage.
You got this.
It's part of delivery. It's part of delivery.
It's part of his delivery. His expression?
You gotta be more clear.
Damn. You are giving him a lot of goddamn chances, Maya. Y'all seeing this shit?
To hear,
so
just because I'm talking and I'm and I put a period after every word, while you just did an entire summary for two words.
Sometimes process things.
You stop
longer than other people.
All right.
And so it seems as if I may be done. However, I'm just taking a moment to gather all my thoughts to make a complete sentence. One in which really conveys the idea that I am trying to communicate or converse with.
Thank you.
The people that may be conversing with me.
Mm-mm. The stage actor was praised for his lamprophony, not just his stentorian tone. He was praised for his... Man, I went through every word, I think, to help describe that. I got nothing left on it, Maya. I said delivery. I said his presence.
Said expression.
Expression. His character? I got nothing on it.
No.
What is it?
No.
It's enunciation. And I almost gave it to you by telling you to be more clear.
Yeah.
Enunciation.
That's what I would have went with if I had already known it. I wouldn't have just guessed that on my own.
I feel like enunciating... specifically is a word that is not really
I mess it up a lot. Yeah, I mess it up. Nobody ever says, to hear enunciates well.
Never that. Never that. Why did you give him this one? He would have never found this one out.
I wouldn't have said it right. I would have enunciated the word correctly.
Oh, got it.
All right, here we go.
Round 5.
Last. Hey, yo, fuck y'all, man. Why do you really, Maya? This is how we closing it out?
It's random.
The cards is how the cards fail.
The word is QUOMODOCUNQUIZING.
All right. All right. QUIZING. QUOMODOCUNQUIZING.
QUO. Q-U-O is quota. Generally quo. Mm-hmm. Like quota.
Like quota. Like status quo.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know that. Seventh grade got me there, baby.
QUOMODOCUNQUIZING.
He's a QUOMODOCUNQUIZING business person. Just go use it as an adjective.
That ain't helpful.
This isn't helpful at all.
Not at all.
It's just explain what kind of dickhead businessman he is, but I still don't know. It's a dickhead. He documents quotas.
No.
Of business relationships between buyers and sellers.
No, it's
not limited
it's still
to
not.
Brick and mortar, but also peer to peer and online sales.
No, this
thus
is...
bringing forth. I have nothing. What is it, Maya?
It's making money in any way that a person can. A hustler.
I guess that's me then.
So,
I'm a Cuomo doctor quizzing. Baby.
I was trying to fit.
I was trying to get it in. It didn't fit. It did
nothing
not.
Fits.
I'm a hustler, baby. I'm a Cuomo doctor quizzing, baby.
Nothing works, nothing. Bro.
That's dumb.
Nah. You think Jay-Z knows that word?
No.
He probably does.
I know he does not.
He reads a lot.
Yeah. But
does he?
Doesn't he?
He probably does. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. T.I. probably got in his back pocket, though.
Tip got a lot in his
He got a lot of words in his back
pocket. The word is U-L-O-T-R-I-C-H-O-U-S.
It's clitoris. No, it's not. I don't know why I got that.
Where did you see clitoris?
I don't know, man. Sometimes.
Where?
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't.
There's no.
I saw the L, the T. I just put the C, the I there. Yeah.
They're so space.
I have no reason for it.
Okay.
I have no reason for it. I'm a pervert.
Well, you said it, not me. I'm going to go for it. Is the word eulotricious?
Eulotricous. That CH is actually a K sound.
They do that sometimes in words. I've seen it before.
What word in the CH and the K?
A lot.
This word.
One more time.
Eulotricus.
Eulotricus. Eulotricus.
It's a nice word.
It sounds amazing, but I wonder what it means. His eulotricus, coiffure, stood out with defiance, never to be tamed with pomade. His hair.
What kind of hair?
His curly, nappy hair?
Yes, nappy hair. Having woolly or crispy hair. You got that definition.
Thank you.
And we all have nappy hair.
I feel like that sentence might have had something to do with me. I don't appreciate it.
Nah, we wouldn't describe that as that. Nah.
Nothing can tame it, baby. It's a wild line.
Extra credit.
We're moving on to the bonus round. On the bonus round, we have one very difficult sentence. It is strongly worded. We have 10 seconds to finish the sentence. 10 seconds or less to finish it correctly.
Okay.
All right, so you'll get half a point for doing it in under 10 seconds and another half a point for saying all the words correctly. All right?
Okay.
Potentially.
Okay.
I'll let you pick first, but I'll go first.
Okay. So right. I just choose from either.
You just pull and then keep it face down. And then Maya's going to keep the time for us. And I'm probably going to lose because I'm just from how I'm looking. The piece of paper is about this thick on the other side. I can see that from here, so it means I'm going to lose. All right. Maya, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just going to open up the money like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
just to
I'm
put
just, you know.
All right.
It's a great day today.
That is petty as shit. But here we go. 10 seconds starting. Now, I like to see people reunited. I like to see people run to each other. I like the kissing and the crying. I like the impatience, the stories that the mouth can't tell fast enough, the ears that aren't big enough, the eyes that can't take it all in of the change, take in all of the change. I like the hugging. I like the bringing together, the end of missing someone. Jonathan Safran Foer.
There was not one hard word in there.
Man.
But he's still messed up.
She right.
Dear, there wasn't like one. I was expecting eutritious or lymphophony or
dagnophobia,
bladder skit.
Trying to do it in 10 seconds. I'm like, all right, I tried to do it in 10 seconds. And that's where I messed up at. Because I'm scanning it. I'm like, I like to see the people reunited, but I'm here already.
Yes,
my
sir.
Eyes are here, so I'm scanning, trying to get it. Let's see what you do.
Did he do it in 10 seconds?
No.
No, I didn't do it in 10 seconds. No good and goddamn well.
I just wanted to double check. You know, time may have slowed up. All right. So I just flip?
Yeah.
Let me know when to start.
After seeing Tahir go through it. All right. 3, 2, 1, go. In the loveliest town where the houses were white and high and the elm trees were green and the higher than the houses where the front yards were wide and pleasant and the backyards were bushy and worth finding out about, where the streets sloped down to the stream and the stream flowed quietly under the bridge, where the lawns ended in orchards and the orchards ended in the fields and the fields ended in pastures and the pastures climbed the hill and disappeared over the top toward the wonderful wide sky, in the loveliest of all towns, Stuart stopped to get a drink of sarsaparilla. E.B. White, Stuart Little.
You almost made it through without messing up.
Did he mess up?
Oh!
And he said, hold on. He said.
Run it back, replay.
All the towns stopped. Stuart stopped. He said stop before he said Stuart, I thought.
No.
He didn't?
No. He got it right. I thought he messed up too, but he didn't.
He was laughing, but.
This is what a mutiny looks like. When people just hop off the ship and start supporting somebody, this is it. Are you? Everything about that dance. All right, let's. Well, you didn't do it in 10 seconds, but you got the half a point for doing it correctly.
How could you do this in 10 seconds?
It's no way possible.
Yeah, like
They don't even try to be fair.
How are we supposed to?
They don't even try to be fair.
Look how long it is.
Yeah.
This in 10 seconds,
even that would be a stretch. Unless you twist her.
Good point.
Maya, what's the scores looking like?
You are both tied.
Ah, come on.
But Cleo has $10.
This show is going to shit. I tell you what, Maya's just becoming her own person and this show is going to shit. Alright, Cleo, is there anything you want to tell the people to look out for? Anything you got coming up?
Yeah, man. Please be on the lookout.
Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Wording is Hard. I'm your host, Tahir Moore. We'll see you next week.
You mind fire, brother? Nope, because it's a competition.
3 new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. 3 new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.